So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Zach is here today for Blown Off. Hi, Zach. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right, although I am getting blown off.
Mm. Oh, that sucks.
All right. Well, I mean, that's bad for you, but good for us, because that's what we'd planned on.
We really don't have much else going on.
Yeah. Zach, who's blowing you off? What's her name?
Her name is Whitney, and it's not like we've only gone on one date, though. We've gone on more than a couple of dates. We've been actually going out for almost 2 months now, and I'm getting total cold shoulder.
Okay. Well, tell us what happened the last time you saw her.
Well, the last time I saw her was sort of it was a situation where she had a family emergency, and I think her dad was ill, and she couldn't get anyone to look after her dog, so I agreed to do it. You know, which was just because she was in a bind, you know, to help her out. And I was taking care of her dog. And then when she got back, it's like a whole different person. Like, I haven't heard from her. Like, I figured that, one, you know, she'd call and, you know, we'd go out again because things were going great.
Yeah.
It seemed like that we were going to go out again for sure. And then also, you know, I'm curious to find out how her dad's doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so she went away, and she said, I need you to take care of my dog.
Yeah.
And then she came back, and did you call her? Did you text her, or you're just waiting for her to call you?
I've done both. I've called and texted. It's like I'm not getting any response, and I'm you know, worried. It might maybe have something to do with her father, but yeah. I also, you know, we really had a good thing going. I think this is worth, you know, I want to find out, you know.
You know, I get it. I get it.
So you haven't talked to her since last weekend?
Right.
Okay.
Huh, that is weird. All right, let's call Whitney and find out why she's blowing you off, okay? Okay, good. All right, let's go ahead and call her now and find out what maybe she'll answer for us. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere, okay, Zach? You stay on the line.
Hello?
Whitney?
This is Whitney.
Oh my God, you're okay.
Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
You'd been kind of MIA for a while.
Okay. Who's this?
Oh, sorry. I should probably start with that.
What?
Whitney, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Whitney.
We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Hi. How's your dad, by the way?
Oh, you know what? I think he's going to be okay. Yeah. How do you know about that?
Well, we talked to Zach, actually, and he told us that about what happened and how he had to watch your dog for you for the weekend. And he is kind of upset because he thinks you're blowing him off ever since you got back. He hasn't heard from you.
Well, honestly, I don't even want to talk about Zach. I'm still furious. I mean, I can't even believe what he did.
What did he do?
So I had to leave town, and I asked him to look after my dog, and he totally neglected my dog.
He neglected your dog?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like when I came home, his water bowl was empty. And he, like, ran right by me and, like, had to run outside to pee. Like, he obviously was lonely and not being taken care of.
I did not neglect your dog.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, my God. Zach's on the phone?
I don't know what you're saying. I definitely did not neglect your dog. That was my one role, and I fed him. I took him out. Like, I did not neglect your dog.
You know what? You obviously didn't, because when I got home, his water bowl was empty. He always like gives me a kiss on the face whenever I got here, and he even just ignored me as soon as I got home and ran right by me. He had to pee so bad. Like, okay. I don't even know how long he was in the house. He obviously hadn't been let out in a really long time. His water was empty. His food was empty. He was just obviously being neglected.
Yeah.
And it's just not true. I mean, I went over every morning. I followed the instructions. He said I had food and water. You know, I filled up his bowl, but it was empty. You know, I went over again at night. I'm taking for a walk. I mean, I filled it. I swear.
I mean, I feel like if it's your dog, I feel like you can tell, like, whether or not they've been treated correctly. No offense, Zach. I'm just saying. I've experienced something like that, too. Like, when you go out of town and your dog, it just, like, doesn't seem like the same. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, but your dog's kind of psychotic, Megan. That's
no, he's not. It's just I feel like you can tell when you come home that they're like that something was not right.
Yeah, Whitney, what's your dog's name?
Gizmo.
And what did Gizmo say about Zach when he got back? Did he say anything bad about him?
Well, honestly, Gizmo never finishes his water.
I thought you were gonna say sentences.
Yeah.
He never finishes his water. And the fact that the bowl was empty when I got home is just, it's so obvious that it wasn't filled up. You know, he was like crying. He just wasn't himself. And I just can tell that he just wasn't well taken care of.
Maybe he just missed you, because that could happen too. Like, you know, he could have had a full bowl of water, but he missed his mommy. And
maybe he was like anxious and like overeating and over drinking.
Maybe he was worried about your dad.
Drinking more. I can't believe you didn't tell me.
Did you say he was like, drinking more because it's the weekend? Megan, you need this dog.
I mean, I can't believe you're like taking, you know, you're putting this dog in between us when in fact, like, I was trying to help you out. Like, we have a good thing going, I think. I mean, don't you want to go out?
When I got home, Gizmo didn't even, like, say hi to me or, like, lick my face or anything. He ran right by me because he obviously had a full bladder and he had been holding it for hours and hours. And I just, I mean, no, no, it's not okay.
Okay. Okay, all right. Well, Whitney, listen, thank you so much. And how's Gizmo doing now? Is he better?
Yeah, he is okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. All right, Wilson, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Zach?
Yeah.
Zach? What? Zach?
I don't feel like that. Like, I'm glad her dad's doing all right, but, like, you know, I'm trying to do a favor for her, and now it's, like, the words of the dog are preventing a pretty good thing from continuing. I don't think this is a good reason for stopping this relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach, listen, there's something I've learned in my time on Earth. Don't ever do favors for people. It always backfires.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Hey, hang on one second. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.